This is Robert.
This is Greg. We just pulled into Rio Gallegos. We started out here to the capital of Santa Cruz. We moved on to Piedra Buena. When we first got here, spent a night there, made a great connection with the church, Methodist Pentecostal Church there. Moved on to Gobernador Gregorius, where everything that we heard, I heard we'd be there longer than we thought. Did they want us to stay longer than we thought? Robert heard we'd have a welcome mat thrown out to us, that they'd be like the Bereans, a very noble people. That's exactly what we heard. Love it when we hear right, and it was an incredible experience there. We were interviewed by the radio, the TV, and the newspaper press. So it was big news, our time there, and God did great things. Really, I believe, pumped up the church greatly while we were there. We moved on to the coastal town of San Julian, which is one of the major towns in the northern part of Santa Cruz, and I'll let Robert tell you a little bit about that.
The pastor, when we came into town, you could tell he's going, oh boy, you know, what am I going to do with these guys? And so that night, when we got ready to speak, people started coming into the church and began to fill it up, and there was a message that was given, and the Lord had spoken to us earlier that this city would be, what he wanted to do was farther reaching than you would be expecting will be the results in this city, and that he was going to arch and connect the space, and there would be no barriers in the city, and he would gain victory over the enemy. The enemy's strategy was to keep the churches separated, and the messages that we gave were just what the church needed. The next night, the church was packed out, and people didn't have a place to sit, and the pastor made a comment saying that, I never expected this kind of thing to ever happen in this city. It never has happened. I really had my doubts, but look, the place is full. The pastors from all over have come. There was a real excitement. They wanted us to come back. And then we moved on from there to Santa Cruz. But we never made it because we were sick. And we had to stay overnight at the city we'd come through the first time. And I'll give back to Greg.
Yeah, we were, I believe the enemy was very angry with what happened in San Julian. You know, he likes to cause division, and that's what he'd done there. And they had seven pastors making a pact with each other that they were going to work together from now on in San Julian the night we were there. We made contacts with several congregations in San Julian, different denominations that have open doors into other places that they want us to go into in the future, whenever God leads us to. But like Robert said, we went on down to Santa Cruz, heading to Santa Cruz. We got stopped in Piedra Buena because we were so sick we couldn't move on, and that's never happened to us before. But we did finally get there. We spent the night in Piedra Buena, moved on to Santa Cruz. In Santa Cruz, we were kind of met with skepticism, too, in Assembly of God, where we've never broke into yet in Argentina. By that night, after God moved greatly, we were being asked to preach in the two large Assembly of God churches in Rio Gallegos. We told them we're not going to be able to this time, but next time God may lead us into it. But it's all because of the way God's moved this trip. There's been many healings, tons of words, miraculous stuff, lots of people touched in very obvious manners. So it really gave a boost to the people in these different cities, which is one of our main jobs, to edify, build up the church, and God did it. Thank you for praying. He very much responded. We are in, like I said, Rio Gallegos, getting ready to head back to Buenos Aires on Friday, but we need your prayers here because we're still speaking in churches in this town, and then again back when we get in Buenos Aires.
One more thing on Santa Cruz. When we came in and we did speak, both of our messages connected with what the pastor had actually been talking about for the last month. And so that blew him away, that two guys would come in and begin to speak week about some of the things he'd been doing. That was a confirmation to him. He loved the way we ministered to the people, which impressed him, I believe, to contact the big assemblies of God in Rio Gallegos. And so, anyway, there was a deep hunger there. It was met for that time. We have more work that lies ahead of us. One of the big things that has happened is a lot of people have received Jesus. Hallelujah. Thanks.
Hallelujah. And this trip has exceeded all expectations, has been, a higher level than anything we've seen so far in all the trips up to this point, which is words we'd received before. At the same time, we got hit harder than we've been hit before. But we know if we didn't have all of you building us up, praying for us out there, that we couldn't have seen any part of what we've seen, and we probably would have had a lot more problems than we've had. So thank you for praying. Keep praying. We've still got a few days left, and keep praying after we get back too. We should be back on Wednesday the 8th. But we'll try to get something out to you before we're back in the U.S. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.